The protective barrier that enclosed the first stone sculpted by Masayuki Nagase has been removed. Project spokesperson Anna Huntington says this allows people complete access to the artist's work.
So for the first time today, people can get up close and look at the sculptures, and they can touch them.
Huntington adds that Nagase is pleased to have received nothing but positive reactions about the project over the course of the summer.
Everybody who walks by while Yuki's working, and even if he's not in there working, has to pause and take a look. It's just such a beautiful design that he's carving into the stones, and such a unique opportunity to see an artist working up close. So he says that, you know, there's people stopping by all the time to chat with him and coming back to chat again the next day, and lots of people are flashing him thumbs up signs. So I think he feels really buoyed by the community support he's gotten.
Yuki Nagase is ahead of schedule on the massive Rapid City Sculpture Project that's estimated to span 3 to 5 years before completion. Part of the reason for this, explains Huntington, is the stones.
He is working faster than he thought he would. He kind of chalks that up to the quality of the granite. He says it's much easier to work with than he originally anticipated.
Martin Rickert, Nagase's assistant, has returned to his home in California. Nagase plans to continue work on the Passage of Wind and Water sculpture project until October. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Jim Kent.